There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, and please do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been actually kind of all over the map. I brought in a story tonight about Joe Arpaio, who is the self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America. Well, he apparently didn't look so tough sitting in front of a judge this week in an Arizona district courthouse, a federal district courthouse, where he is looking at contempt of court. Now, it's civil contempt at this point, but may
civil contempt have what, civil bars on the jail cell?
Civil contempt, you will probably not go to jail for.
Okay.
I understand it. I'm not an expert. I'm not a lawyer, but and I've never been charged with civil contempt, so I can't speak from personal experience.
Having been charged with contempt, you've never been charged with civil
contempt. Correct. I have been charged with what's called direct criminal contempt, where in criminal contempt, it's in a criminal case, and direct means that you did something within the court's purview, within the courtroom itself, mm-hmm. typically, where the judge observed it happen. Indirect would be where a police officer would come to a judge and say to the judge, I have witnessed Mark Edge commit contempt against this court, and then there would be a trial on that. Direct contempt, there doesn't need to be a trial. There's just a right of allocution where the accused gets a chance to sort of defend themselves briefly before they are ultimately sentenced to what arbitrary time frame the judge decides they should sit in jail. But with civil contempt, as I understand it, and I don't know if direct versus indirect is even something that exists in civil contempt. I suspect it doesn't, but again, I'm not an expert on this. But my understanding of civil contempt is that there are remedies for civil contempt, but they don't tend to involve jail. It's usually like a fine or some sort of a further injunction, perhaps. But if you know more about that, feel free to call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. I want to talk about what's going on with Joe Arpaio. He is in court this week for basically ignoring a judge's order. And, you know, usually if you ignore a judge's order, that can bring some pretty serious consequences.
Here it says under litigation fine. Law.com, it says that like charged those charged with criminal contempt, the court may order incarceration of people held in civil contempt.
Okay.
Generally, the sanctions typically end when the party in contempt complies with the court's order. So Joe Arpaio could just take this to the wire and then begin to comply or whatever, claim to comply or whatever.
Well, he's been in violation for a while. We can talk about that here in a moment, what's going on out in Maricopa County. But you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Alana, listening in Georgia in the Atlanta area via TuneIn. Hello, Alana.
Hi there, guys. It's good to talk to you again.
Welcome.
I just wanted to bring up the subject of a two-hour interview with Diane Sawyer last night with Bruce Jenner. And it's, you know, you guys are, you know, a week in front of that. So I know you discussed this last week a little bit. So, and I was able to call and get in. And I just wanted to say to that, what I really pretty much respected most that I do not see a lot of in the gay community and not, or the LGBT, whatever, whatever community you want to call that, because that's what they call it. But he, it seems to me that he is really sincere in what he's trying to put out there. But more than that, he was honest with.
Let's talk briefly about who this guy is, Bruce Jenner.
One of the greatest athletes, living athletes today.
Is he an athlete? I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. He was
an Olympic gold decathlon medalist.
Wow.
And he was the first Wheaties. He was the first athlete on a Wheaties box.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, isn't he in his 70s or late 60s or something like that?
He's in his late 60s.
I thought he was in his early 60s. I'd like to point out I had a pair of Bruce Jenner shoes in the 70s when I was a little.
He's 65, according to Wikipedia.
Right. So he's mid-60s.
Yeah, according to Google. So the big deal about Bruce Jenner, I hadn't really known who he was up until like the last year or so, and he's gained a lot of popularity in recent days or in recent years because apparently he's married to or was married to the mother of what now?
Kardashian.
Yeah, so he's the father of Kim Kardashian.
No, no, no.
He is the stepfather of Kim Kardashian.
Stepfather.
With Chris, he has two children. He has six children total. And I think I heard like 10 grandchildren. And that is my, and another point I wanted to bring up was now I wonder within the hip hop and the rap business, and I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Kanye West did a whole entire, like he rewrote the Genesis. I'm wondering now,
Kanye West rewrote Genesis in the Bible? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, to where he is God. I mean, he literally almost believes this. And this goes on and on. You can.
All right, that sounds really interesting, but let's go back
real
quick.
It's got to be a separate topic.
Yeah, let's go back real quick to Bruce Jenner. So the thing that's in the news here, in case people haven't heard, is Bruce Jenner has come out as a woman. He is saying that he's beginning the transition process from going from a man to a male to a female, that she says that she's always been this way, that, you know, from a young child, a very young age, she remembers feeling like as a woman trapped in a man's body. I haven't seen
in a very athletic man's body.
I haven't seen the interview.
I would just like to say that I always enjoyed women's clothes, but I don't know that I could do all that. And so... Yeah, and then just the kindness he has of coming about, even bringing this, broaching this subject, it just blows my mind. I mean, this really, I think, will be a tremendous help for the transgendered community.
I don't see it as a bad thing. I think that it's a brave move. Although I'm sure some of the skeptics are saying he's only doing this for attention and for television's sake.
Lots of people.
If I may just say, that's my whole point, because I know they are saying that. Had he not shared, I have so many friends that I know, I cannot tell you how many married men that I know, maybe they don't dress up, and maybe they don't do this, but do talk about the down low, and in Georgia, where the diseases are now, you know, HIV is so prominent. Again, probably another subject, but he's telling the truth, and it's just something, you know, that I can,
that's not something that I think people really joke about. I mean, people tell jokes about that, but I don't think individuals would joke about transitioning to, you know, the opposite sex. That's a pretty serious decision to make, and it will make you the butt of a lot of jokes. And thank you, Alana, for the call tonight. It will make you the target of a lot of derision, so I don't think most people would want to voluntarily put themselves in that position unless they actually really did, you know, believe that.
I'd agree with you that most people don't. I do think that there are people who are unstable who, you know, may choose to go through the surgery for whatever reason, thinking it's going to make them whole and complete, and then it doesn't do that. Then they're just crazy, and they've chopped their parts off. There's crazy people, and there's nothing you can do about it. In my opinion, as long as they're not making me pay for it, as long as the government doesn't say, you know what we need a government-funded transgendered program thing out there, fine. It's fine. You should be able to do what you want. They're your parts. Chop them up as you wish.
John's in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hey, good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling, the guy called about the hieroglyphs about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Here at the Great Dismal Swamp, which was surveyed by George Washington, but about 10 or 15 years ago, they found a Chinese junk in, which is an old boat, if you don't know.
What swamp is it?
The Great Dismal Swamp.
Okay.
And it was, and they found a Chinese junk in the bottom of its Lake Drummond. And they estimated the boat to be about 3,000 years old. So what I'm getting at is this guy said he doesn't know what to do with this information. Well, we're not being told the true history. We got an O'Brien that lived with the Indians, ancient Indians out in Texas. We have Vikings. We have hieroglyphs in the walls and caves of the Grand Canyon.
Yep. It's, I've looked at a lot of this alternative history stuff out there, and I would say that many people who sort of write the history, they get very attached to what they've written, and they don't want to see anything new. And so, yeah, absolutely, I agree with you.
John, thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition continuing here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there, all free. Don't forget, you can also get on the line with us here via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, free shipping on wine, still a deal?
Yeah, it is still a deal. You know, nothing makes a great meal into a superb meal like a great bottle of wine. But great bottles of wine can be, you know, kind of costly, between $70 to $100 to get wines that tend to be, you know, 90 points and above. These are the best wines. But our friend Cameron Hughes over at chwine.com, what he does is he goes to these great wineries, mostly around Napa Valley, but around the world too, and he buys their overstock. Now, this stuff's just as good as the stuff they're putting in bottles. It's just that when you manufacture things, you're never going to hit exactly the amount that you need, and you certainly don't want to be short. So you're usually going to be over. And he takes their overages, he bottles them up in bottles where you can't tell exactly where they came from. They'll say, like, lot 569 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sells them. That way you know that you like bottle 569 and you can get more of it until it's gone. But, you know, other than that, you really don't know where it came from. You just know that it's a high-end wine, 90 points and above. And he sells these things at a 70% discount and more. You can get wines from between $15 and $30 that would normally be $70 and $100. And that's a big deal.
Those are great wines, by the way. We've done some wine tastings here with Cameron Hughes' product, and it's excellent.
Yes, we had a few different wine tastings, and they've always been great. Just go to chwine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner. Click on that and enter our coupon code, FTL. With that coupon code, you get 20% off of select wines and free shipping. It's awesome. A really great deal. I'd look for those wines that are 20% off because they, you know, these wines are excellent.
You can't go wrong with any of the inventory.
Pricing matters. And when you're talking about free shipping, you have to get three bottles to get free shipping, mm-hmm. but that's because of the way the boxes are shaped, and you don't want to not get three bottles anyway. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, they have six-bottle deals, too. So go on over there, chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left and use coupon code FTL.
All the reviews from our listeners have been super positive so far.
Yeah, lots of our listeners we've been very successful. CHWine.com loves us because we have lots of people who like to drink wine on our show.
Yep, so CHWine.com, code FTL.
That's correct.
To get the discount and the free shipping. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Lori Roberts over at AZCentral.com is reporting from the courthouse, where the toughest sheriff in America, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, is on trial. It seemed fitting, writes Lori Roberts, somehow, that Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's unmasking this week came on the anniversary of Senate Bill 1070, on the day that marks a largely irrelevant law that was mostly struck down as unconstitutional. Arpaio took his own giant step toward irrelevance on Thursday. America's scariest sheriff admitted that he'd hired an investigator to investigate the Department of Justice, which at the time was investigating Arpaio and his top deputies for abuse of power. He admitted that his attorney hired an investigator to investigate the wife of the very same federal judge who nailed the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office for engaging in widespread racial profiling of Latino drivers. That judge is the same judge who is now considering whether to refer Arpaio to prosecutors for criminal contempt charges.
Hmm.
Generally speaking,
this is quite a little sordid mess here.
Yeah, so, I mean, essentially what happened was Arpaio was ordered to stop racial profiling against people. He was illegally detaining people who were Hispanic-looking on, you know, ostensible immigration charges, even though he would never charge them with anything. He would just detain them and harass them. But we can talk more about that here in a moment. Generally speaking, writes Roberts, it is not nice to try to intimidate the federal authorities, but then again, intimidation has been the name of Arpaio's sleazy game for years.
It's the name of the Fed's game, too.
Absolutely.
I think it's kind of silly that the Feds don't, well, we don't like it when people intimidate us. Well, the federal court system is as corrupt as any state court system.
Just ask Dan Saban, who ran against Arpaio in 2004 and found himself the subject of a rape investigation. Arpaio opened a criminal investigation in a 30-year-old allegation that Saban, at the time 17, had raped his adoptive mother, Saban claimed that he was the victim. Regardless, the statute of limitations had run out, but not the statute of intimidation. Saban lost the election, he sued for defamation and lost, but it cost the taxpayers well over $800,000 to defend Arpaio in that matter. Just ask former Maricopa County School Superintendent Sam.
This is another thing about these public bureaucrats. Many times they're getting protection that they don't have to pay for.
That's right.
When you deal with the court system, you have to kick out tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars that, I don't know about you, I don't have, in order to defend yourself. This is the reason that we have so many settlements. This is the reason we have so many plea bargains. It's because the court system isn't designed for justice. It's designed to sort of find the middle. And what the middle is between you go to prison for 2 years or you get off scot-free is like a year or 6 months or whatever it is.
Right.
And that isn't necessarily justice, especially if you didn't do anything. So this system is broken, civil and criminal, top to bottom.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'm certainly no fan of the federal court system. It's just fun to watch the government goons fight amongst themselves. I don't mind watching that. It's entertaining, and if they're fighting with each other, then that's time they can't spend screwing the rest of us over.
So, I'll give you that.
So I'm okay with that. So just ask former Maricopa County School Superintendent Sandra Downing, whose home was invaded in 2006 by the sheriff's own SWAT team in search of evidence that she'd been stealing, basically from homeless children. She was later convicted of a misdemeanor for giving her daughter a summer job. That one cost taxpayers $250,000.
The best they could do is nepotism. Okay.
And they raided this woman's home over this. Just ask Phoenix New Times, it's a more of an independent paper out there, founders Michael Lacey and Jim Larkin arrested in 2007 in the dead of night after writing a piece that was critical of Arpaio's sidekick, then Maricopa County Attorney Andrew Thomas. That case cost taxpayers $3.75 million.
Hmm.
Just ask former Maricopa County supervisors. By the way, the Phoenix New Times deserves a lot of credit. They've been doing a lot of reporting about Joe Arpaio and his criminal gang there for years.
It seems like there's a lot of dirt to dig. But also the other side of it is when you're king of the hill, there's going to be a lot of people who are trying to knock you down. And that's what a lot of people are going to claim about Arpaio.
Yeah, but if you're a good guy who's actually, you know, not screwing people over left and right, it's less likely that people are going to be going after you all over the place, right? Like, you know, Joe Arpaio, he's a target because he's a bad man, right? He claims he's the toughest sheriff in America. He violates his, you know, the government's rules all the time, and just he doesn't give a flip about your constitutional rights. He'll violate them without a second thought.
I think that for me, what Sheriff Joe does is he rides this wave of emotionalism that surrounds crime. Many people, and I've been in prison, many people believe that somehow you can take bad people and stick them in a bad place and treat them badly day after day, surrounded by other bad people and, you know, just bad. Pile all the bad you can possibly pile on them, and then when you release them, suddenly they're going to act good.
Yeah, and they believe
that. I think
that's
a broken system.
Well, we can talk more about it here in a moment. Those people believe that because they've never been given any evidence to the contrary, nor would they be willing to really look at any evidence to the contrary.
Oftentimes.
We'll talk more about old Sheriff Joe. You can share your thoughts here at 855-453.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We are talking about Joe Arpaio, this so-called America's toughest sheriff, as he likes to call himself. He's in court facing contempt for ignoring the orders of a federal judge. And apparently he didn't look like such a tough guy when he was taking the stand and being questioned by the judge himself about whether or not the man Arpaio was ordering an investigation, a private investigator, to investigate the judge's wife. So things are getting pretty personal here.
Indeed.
In this situation.
It sounds like some gangsters fighting a doubt, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. It doesn't bother me when the government goons fight amongst themselves, and I'm particularly amused to see Joe Arpaio stuck in a witness chair and possibly facing time and maybe even in his own prison, although if it's federal, they might put him in some sort of federal facility. Of course, they'll probably end up giving him a little verbal a warning and you know, a smack on the hand.
Only if he agrees to comply with the court order, which he up to this point has not complied with.
Right. Now, before I get back into the story here, Mark, you were talking about this tough on crime aspect that so many people in America really fall for, the idea that punishing a criminal by putting them amongst other criminals in a very uncomfortable, you know, awful place is somehow going to reform them and make them possible to release back into society. You, having personal experience, having spent several years in prison in the state of Florida, you can speak from personal experience. But a lot of the people who believe that this tough-on-crime punishment mentality works, they don't know really anything about it. They just know what they hear from people like Joe Arpaio, and people like him, all they do is talk about how tough they are on crime and, you know, show off the auspices of being tough on crime. You know, we've got a bear cat. We've got the maximum security prison. We've got this, you know, XYZ system that's going to crush these criminals and crush the crime right out of them. But the reality is it doesn't work that way.
No, I would say that it's, you know, that it's of mitigable value, really, when you look at those sorts of things. There's really, you look, say, at Canada, the incarceration there, not nearly as draconian. Remember, they got rid of things that they called cable TV in prisons in Florida while I was in there. It wasn't cable TV. It was TV that was closed circuit,
right,
that was run on a cable. It's not like everybody had HBO and was sitting around eating popcorn. You know, I mean, they're constantly looking for the next thing that they can take away from somebody who's been in there for, you know, years and years. They've got 85% in many states, including the federal government, and 85% means that's how long you're going to do as far as your sentence
goes.
Gotcha. You know, there's lots of claims that people go, you know, do a few years and they get right back out and do the same thing over and over again. And, you know, there's certainly a recidivism rate, but when I was in prison, they spent no time, zero time, trying to sort of teach people something else. Now, in my case, I guess they can claim to have rehabilitated me because I had something to have been rehabilitated from in the first place. I came from an upper middle class family. I happened to be in a, you know, in my opinion, hanging out with the wrong people, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm certainly not trying to absolve myself of any guilt, but that was kind of the situation. Whereas a lot of these people, they've grown up in situations where they don't have the tools to sort of work inside the system and make a better life for themselves. Just being an a-hole to them isn't a really successful system. Mm. There's got to be something better. They say that you can, you know, better schools make for fewer people going to prison. But the government runs the schools, too. It's a failure from start to finish.
Yeah, and then you got people like Joe Arpaio who like to tout the numbers, right? They like to talk about the numbers of people that they've arrested, the numbers of people that they've convicted, the numbers of people that they've sent to a prison cell. And then people, after they hear...
Of course, the United States has the largest prison population on the planet by several times.
How's that working out?
And it doesn't, you know, the crime rate isn't any better as a result.
Right.
Well, I mean, the crime rate has dropped over the course of decades. There's no doubt about that. But it's dropped worldwide.
Yeah, and every person that Joe Arpaio puts in the prison system is just another person that is an excuse for the government to expand its size. He's not necessarily even putting dangerous criminals in there. I'm sure some people are dangerous, but a lot of them are drug dealers and drug users and people who, you know, prostitutes, people who haven't actually hurt anyone. They're voluntarily doing business with other consenting adults, but yet Joe Arpaio counts them too. I mean, they're big numbers of the numbers that he's counting and advertising and, you know, prompting or putting himself out there as the toughest sheriff in America. It's all about the numbers to him. It's not about
helping people. I don't blame him for that particularly. That's a sort of a societal problem that we have start to finish.
Well, right. People love that stuff, which is why he keeps getting reelected over and over again.
Well, people want to feel safe, and what they want from their sheriff is a person who wants to put people in jail. The sheriff is the traditional guardian of the jail. They're the traditional holder of the jail keys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the expectation is from a sheriff, is they want a person who wants to put people in jail. I can understand that. The problem is the quantity of laws. I think you know, if you're going to have laws enforced by a state, you probably should have fewer of them and enforce them more rigorously than having a whole bunch of them that people just get away with. For instance, I'd like to point out that, a lot of these people that are for this tough on crime thing would also be for a nation of laws. That's the terminology that, that many times get used. But when I was in Florida and when I was in prison in Florida, Jeb Bush's daughter got caught with
the crackhead.
Some crack.
Yeah, now, more than once.
I wouldn't call her a crackhead, but, you know, she got caught.
She was smoking crack at rehab.
How
much crack do you have to smoke? How much crack do you have to smoke and how often to become a crackhead, Mark?
I'm not one to go ahead and just call somebody a crackhead, but
when
she certainly had problems.
When you're smuggling crack into the rehab facility in your sock and then leaving group therapy so you can go get high on crack, I'd say that's evidence you might be a crackhead.
If you're only putting it in your sock, you're a piker. These people that, Jeb Bush said, hey, leave my family alone in this time of crisis. Well, that's fine. I think his family should have been left alone in that time of crisis. But I'd like to point out how many thousands, tens of thousands of families in Florida were not left alone by Jeb Bush's regime, the executive department of which he was in charge came to crack.
Yeah.
Like, he had no intention of leaving other people's kids alone about crack. And that's what the problem is. This isn't a nation of laws. This is a nation of rulers.
You get what you put out there, Jeb.
Well, so, you've got this thing about Jeb or Sheriff Arpaio. I don't have a problem with this. I have a problem with Joe Beercan listening to this right now and saying that this is good. We need to be tough on crime. Well, look, Joe, your politicians do whatever the hell they want in the face of the law because your laws are worthless. You advocate for these politicians to put these laws in place, and then they don't follow them. You haven't created a law, a world of equality. You've created a law of class warfare, and you are on the losing end, Joe Beercan.
Let's talk to Bob, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome.
Just catching your program, all I've seen about Joe Arpaio on television is that he is very concerned about our border being wide open and about our current administration not really doing much to curb that problem. And I really feel like the guy is a true patriot in the fact that he is trying to do his best to keep us safe.
From what?
From having an open border and having terrorists.
How does that put you in danger?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No,
I'm not.
No. The people that come here want to make a better life for themselves. How does that put you in danger?
Okay. You think ISIS and Al-Qaeda and
drug smugglers? ISIS isn't sneaking across the border. Jose is, and he wants to mow your lawn.
How do you know that?
Look, if ISIS wants to sneak across the border, that's a problem.
Have you ever been down to the border? Have you ever seen?
Of course I have. Really, you're asking somebody in America that they've ever been to the Southwest? Yes.
All right, stand by, Bob. I'll bring you back. You can tell me about how scared I'm supposed to be here of all these scary people coming across the border and why I need Joe Arpaio to keep me safe. Stand by. I want to bring you back. 855-450-3. More with Bob, hopefully, or your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. apply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. Toll-free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To help support Free Talk Live, you can help get us on satellite over Africa. Not just Free Talk Live, but dozens of liberty-oriented shows on the Liberty Radio Network over at LRN.FM. The way you can help us with that and get perks, you know, there's the perks for these Indiegogo fundraisers. You go to africa.lrn.fm. You can contribute there any amount that you feel is appropriate. And everything you contribute, I appreciate it. So once again, go to africa.lrn.fm. We've got just under a month remaining in this fundraiser, about 3 weeks left. So if you can help out, I sure do appreciate it. We're, I think, over 10% of the way to the goal. Unless we get a huge blast of publicity or something like that in the last 3 weeks, or all of a sudden it goes viral, I don't expect we're going to make it. But that doesn't mean that this can't still happen. There are possibilities to negotiate different rates with the satellite provider, and so we'll see. We'll see how it all pans out. And I appreciate everybody to go to africa.lrn.fm. Let's go back to Bob. He's in Carmel, Indiana, listening to WIBC out of Indianapolis. Bob, you had said that we should be very afraid of evil terrorists who are going to come across the border if it weren't for people like Joe Arpaio. Tell me a little bit more about that. Why should I be so afraid?
Well, I don't remember saying that we should be afraid, but those...
I'm paraphrasing what you said.
Yeah, no, I did not say that. But let me ask you a question. Do you believe in the rule of law?
Well, I just explained on the air, I don't know if you heard me, why the rule of law is a fallacy. And it's because people, like, for instance, I used the example of Jeb Bush and his daughter getting caught for smoking crack and him asking the press to leave his family alone in this time of crisis. While he was the chief executive of the state of Florida over an organization, the state of Florida, which was processing tens of thousands of people's children for, you know, possession of crack through its prison system, which I think to be, you know, pretty much what the rule of law is. The rule of law is for peasants like you and I.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you went with Jeb Bush and the border crossing.
I think the rule of law is enforced by people who do not have to follow it, Bob.
Okay. All right. Well, so evidently you don't believe there's a legal way to come into our country.
Oh, there are legal ways to come into the country. It's just very difficult. And many people would find it easier to swim the Rio Grande than to climb the mountain of paperwork that one has to do and to spend tens of thousands of dollars in order to live a free life.
And who can blame them for that?
Well, I can blame you for the fact that I feel like you're spewing a bunch of crap and you're endangering our country.
Spewing.
Yeah, I believe you're spewing a bunch of crap.
I want free people to be able to cross the borders of free countries freely.
You are a danger to our country, sir.
I'm treasonous.
You scare me more than any.
You know who scares me? The politicians scare me. Nobody from Mexico who wants to come here and make a better life for themselves scares me. It's the politicians that want those laws that scare me.
Yeah, what makes you think the politicians are going to help keep you safe, Bob, from these invading hordes?
You know, what I hear happening is criminals coming over here, driving illegally, killing people on the roads, and then they don't deport them, they just drive them back across the border, and then they repeatedly break our laws.
Hold on, I'd like to address that.
Dangerous. And put us in danger, and it happens over and over and over again.
Sure it does. And it happens from American citizens, too. The American Conservative Magazine did a study, looked at Hispanics, because they can't figure out who's legal and who's illegal, right? So they looked at Hispanics as far as the criminal system goes.
That's why we have a legal system.
That doesn't address the issue. They looked at Hispanics versus whites versus blacks and found that Hispanics tend to commit crimes at about the same rate as whites do. So your claim that illegals are coming over here committing a disproportionate amount of crimes has no factual basis. You may have heard stories, and I'm sure there's some horrifying stories about what people who are in the country illegally have done, because there are horrifying stories about people who are in the country legally and what they've done.
You know what's scary to me, Bob, is the idea of creating a police state to try to keep people out, right? Because if you want to keep people out of the United States, you're going to have a pretty tough police force with a border fence and, you know, roving bands of men.
What's wrong with a wall that separates people?
Yeah,
it's not like in 1989, Reagan said, tear this wall down.
You know, sir, I can't talk to a fool any further.
All right, then goodbye. Thanks for the call.
I don't understand why conservatives exalt a man like Reagan who said, tear down this wall that was keeping people who would not legally be able to cross the border on the other side. And then when it comes to a fence, they want to spend a whole bunch of government money to build a fence or a wall between us and Mexico.
Well, you're presuming he was a conservative, but, you know, maybe he was. There's a good chance of that.
I can tell you I hear that from a lot of conservatives.
Share your thoughts with us here, toll free at 855-450-FREE.
I used to be one of these sort of limit the folks that can come here folks, but I came to a conclusion. I came to the conclusion the government is largely incompetent at keeping people out of this country. And if you can't keep them out, then what's the point? Why spend all this money, these billions of dollars, trying to keep people out when they can't do it? Let them come here, give them a green card, give them, you know, whatever information. They seem to want Social Security cards. Give them to them. Let them pay into the Social Security system. Many of them will leave and go back home and leave the money in the Social Security system. They'll pay taxes like everybody else pays taxes. The problem with this country isn't people coming here and wanting to work. It's the welfare system that says that you've got to pay to support somebody who comes here. That's the problem. The problem is that you're supposed to kick out money for somebody who's come here. Frankly, I don't think you should have to kick out money for somebody who's born here either. I don't understand the welfare system at all, and it incentivizes laziness.
Yeah, to me, people like Bob are the real scary people. They're the ones who, I mean, when we talked about, I talked about the police state that will have to be built in order to have some sort of control over the border. He said, what's wrong with that? He doesn't even understand what's wrong with the idea of a police state. He loves the idea of a boot on his neck, apparently. Let's talk to Dan, listening in Franksville, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1 in Madison.
Yeah, that's called a state conservative over there. That man, they're, you know, it's funny. In our state here, there's people that the biggest areas that they call conservative. These people will have government. Anything goes wrong, they'll be calling the government immediately to solve the problem, but they hate big government. But there's a false narrative and stuff here with immigrants that come here. And this is sort of different, but you'll never lose a debate with people if you go along with this type of reasoning. First of all, foreigners don't want to come here. They do not want to come here. Why would they even want to leave their country? They've grown up there. They've done everything. The only reason they want to come here for is because maybe a coup in Honduras where the CIA goes in to Honduras and makes sure that those corporations keep them people under their thumb as peasants, and then they make them so desperate they want to come here. How about interfering with the elections in Mexico and making sure that they have corruption stays good and alive down there for rich people because they have the money to pay for corruption, and then that forces people to come up here. So the policies of these people, of the fake conservatives, they create the policies for these people to be that desperate, having these dictators and crap all over the world want to come here and come into our country, but they don't want to come here.
Well, it's an interesting point, and I think that to some extent you could be right on some aspects, but obviously the U.S. government isn't picking the rulers of every country in the world as much as they might like. As much as they might like to, that's not happening in all 180 or 90 or however many countries there are out there.
But the United States government claims more sort of moral authority over American countries on the American continents as opposed to the ones around the world. So I'd say that they're more involved, especially in Central America. I would also point out that that conservative voters tend not to have an opinion about how other countries should be run. They just want them to stay the hell out. It's the conservatives that are in Washington, D.C. that tend to support this war on drugs that gets exported and the CIA's involvement in other governments and that sort of thing.
Thanks, Dan, for your call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Connor, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hi, Connor.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts. Good.
Hey, all right, man. Y'all go, like, in a real good direction. I like the way you think about free individualism and all that. You're going good. So you brought up the border, man. I just want to put one quick thing out there.
Okay.
There's there's more of a guideline, I guess, when it comes to typical people coming across the border. There's a majority that are Jose the Gardener, you know, but there are some. It only took 5 to kill 4,000 people, you know, on 9/11. And I'm just saying, with all the people,
those people overstayed student visas, and the vast majority of people who are here
legally
have overstayed visas. So they've come here. They've come through the system.
Stand by, Connor. We can talk to you about that here in a moment. Because you know, if you like and appreciate the idea of individualism, then you should support the freedom of individuals to travel freely, right? And it seems like a no-brainer to me, but there's more on the way here. Hour 3's next on Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey,
You're welcome.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.